Can I close?
Okay. The topic we'll talk about today is if you're allowed to take a shower on Shabbos. Are you allowed to take a shower on Shabbos? Now, there are a number of questions which will be relevant to this point, but we'll talk about today just the general question if you're allowed to or not to take a shower. So the Gemara starts off like this. Tanya, Gemara and Shabbos. The two Gemaras and Shabbos that discuss this point. So the first one goes as follows. Tanya, lo yishtatev adam kol gufa. A person should not use some yishtatev. We'll see exactly what that means. It's some sort of way of pouring water on oneself. Lo yishtatev adam kol gufa. A person should not pour water on his whole body. Bein bechamin uvein betzoinin. Not hot water and not cold water. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Shimon Mati. Reb Shimon allows pouring hot water and cold water, even hot is mutter. Reb Yehuda Omer bechamin asur betzoinin mutter. Hot water is permitted. Is asur to put. You're not allowed to pour hot water on oneself on Shabbos, but you are allowed to put cold water on yourself. Okay? That is the din of... That is what the Gemara says. Amachlek is tanoim. What's the din? Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar of Yochanan. Halacha Krib Yehuda. Halacha is according to Yehuda, who holds that you are allowed to pour cold water on your body on Shabbos. You're only not allowed to pour hot water. But cold water would be permitted to shower on Shabbos. So says to pour, rather to be mishtatev, whatever that means. We'll see in a minute. Again, you're allowed to pour water on yourself, cold water on yourself on Shabbos. Only hot water is usher. Now, why it's usher, we'll see in a minute. Just before we continue, though, we have to realize that when the discussion here, we're not talking about any isra deraisas. In other words, nowadays, if a person uses hot water on Shabbos, there could be questions of, well, nowadays, depending where you live and how you boil water. But it could be isra deraisa and derabbanan on using hot water for a number of reasons. If you have a regular hot water boiler, it could be an isra deraisa because water is going in. When you take out water from the bottom, hot water goes in the top. Or if you're using a duchemish, a solar boiler, then it would be derabbanan because water that's cooked from the sun is only derabbanan. But either way, it would at least be an isra derabbanan. So you for sure can't use hot water in the normal way of showering that we have today. But let's say somebody heated water in Erev Shabbos and has got a big huge thing of water and now he wants to put it into a bath, right? Something like that. So that would be what we're discussing here. Chazal telling us, according to Yehuda anyway, that you are not allowed to take a hot shower or bath, but you would be possibly in cold. That's what we said. Okay? Then the Gemara continues. Then next, now, the Beis Yosef, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef Karo, he writes as follows. He brings this Gemara, and he says, Pirish Rashi beperkhovis, in one of the Gemaras in Shabbos, he quotes another Gemara. Rashi explains the mishtatev. The word we used before was yishtatev, right? Which is some sort of pouring water. So explains Rashi, the mishtatev hainu sheshofech al gufoy, he pours water on his body, the lav derech rechitzehi, because that's not the normal way of showering, right? In other words, Kloimar also explains, shederech rechitzeh, explains the Beis Yosef, the way of showering or bathing, he lachris gufoy or evora besoch hamayim. The normal way of bathing would be to go into the water. Velerchad sham, you go into some sort of a huge bath or something like that, and then you fill water, you fill the bathtub with water, and then you go into the bath. So that would be an isra rechitza. But if you're just pouring water on yourself, Rashi says that would not be called the derech. Therefore, it's permitted. Okay. So now you might think from this Gemara that the only thing that Rabbi Yehuda allowed in cold water. Right, hot water we said is also, but what is permitted in cold water we might think is only this lishtatef, only if he did it some sort of a shino, some sort of a different way of washing. But if he does it the normal way, right, he fills his bath up with cold water and he jumps in the bath, that would be also. But that's the first Gemara. Now the Gemara continues on the next page. Gemara says like this, and here we're going to see the reason why taking a hot or cold, we'll see, bath is usher. Says the Gemara as follows. Amar Reb Shimon ben Tazi, Amar Reb Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bakapor. They say as follows. Bitchila, in the beginning, meaning from the Torah, from the rules of the Torah, Hoyu Roichatzin, they used to bathe Bechamin, meaning on Shabbos, they would bathe on Shabbos, Bechamin with hot water, Shuchmum Erev Shabbos. Meaning, let's say, for the night of Shabbos, Friday night, a person had a whole huge a container of hot water, of boiling water, or even in Shabbos morning, it would still be warm, and they would bathe in hot water in the morning because they never did any Isser, so why should there be a problem? Right? Why not? Says the Gemara, Ha'itchilu abalanim, the people who took care of the bathhouses, began lahachim b'Shabbos. They used to heat the water up on Shabbos. right, which would be Pashas as an Isur Daraisa, putting on a fire in order to heat up the water, or things like that. They were even Isur, I saw somewhere somebody write that it might be talking, they asked the Goy to do it. But either way, they were over Isurim, they did things they weren't supposed to do in order to heat up the water on Shabbos. They would say, as a lie, Me'erev Shabbos Huchmu. No, this water was heated on Erev Shabbos, we didn't touch it. Right, but they knew that it wasn't true. The Chazal realized that they were heating water on Shabbos. Therefore, Asur is a Chamen. Therefore, Chazal made a Gzeira, and we say it is forbidden in hot water. Understood? So that was the first. That was the original, the first Gzeira. Everything was mutter. Chazal said, "You guys are playing games. We're forbidding bathing in hot water." Continues the Gemara. V'adayin hayu roichatzin bechami ha'ur, and they would still wash in water heated up on fire. There is normal heated water. And they would say, we washed in Chami Tveria. We used hot spring water. We weren't using real water. We were using hot springs, because that they never said was also. So even though they were lying, they really heated up the water, and they would pretend that they were using water from hot springs, and they'll say, well, there's no problem with that. Therefore, Asur lahem Chami Tveria. Therefore, Chazal said, okay, if so, you're not allowed to use hot springs either. But they continued to allow them to bathe in cold water. Rosh ain't a dover. Then they saw that they weren't able to hold out with this. I guess everybody was used to bathing at least in the hot springs. Therefore, hitiru len chamitveria. They went back to the middle gzera and they said that you are still permitted to wash in chamitveria, in spring water. So it comes out like this.
How come? Why? Because?
Because they saw like people couldn't handle it. I guess everybody used to shower in Shabbos. Everybody used to bathe in Shabbos, at least in hot springs.
So
and therefore, they said, okay, we're allowing you.
So the middle gzera
we're removing. Right. The original gzera that they said that you can't use hot water, that regular hot water from a fire that you're not allowed to use. But chamit tveria they allowed. Now, what about cold? Cold should be mutter also, according to this.
Okay.
Could it be? No, there's no reason why not.
Yeah, no problem.
Because it was never a gzera in the first place.
Yeah.
No, the middle gzera they took back, but no one ever asked for cold water. Mm-hmm. So based on this gemara, it should be mutter to take a cold shower with no problem whatsoever. So it says, this is this gemara. So now, there's a Rishon called the Mordechai. He's in the back of the gemara. If you've ever come across in the back of the gemara, there's a gemara called Mordechai on the Rishonim. And he writes as follows. Vishori b'tzoyin lishtatev. It is permitted to be mishtatev, as we saw, meaning pouring water on oneself with cold water. Pirush, he explained, lishpach alevorav. It's permitted to pour on oneself avol rechitza, but to actually bathe loishori afilu b'tzoyin. But to actually take a regular cold bath would be usher even though it's cold water. You follow? Again, we saw two gemaras, right? The first gemara seemed to say that it was permitted to use cold lishtatik, which means to pour water on oneself, which is a bit of a strange way of showering. And then the second gemara said you can use cold water in general. So the gemara is saying, so the Mordechai says, but we follow what the first gemara said, and therefore it is permitted to pour water on oneself, but to actually take a cold bath would be forbidden. Right? He's saying a chumrah. He's saying therefore cold water would still be an irregular bath. Cold water would still be awesome. But then, however, the halacha we don't hold like that. And Beis Yosef says as follows: because of the Sefer Truma. The Sefer Truma writes, the Vechami Tveria itiru lirchoitz in well springs, in hot springs, they permitted bathing, afilu kol gufo yachad, even his whole body. Vechain mashma, and so it's mashma, midinakat lashon rechitza. From the fact that they used the lashon in Chazal, they said you're allowed to be roichitz, which means to bathe, it's implied that you're even allowed to bathe your whole body normally, in a normal fashion, as long as you're using cold water. And the Sefer Truma continues, the Stam Rechitza, he Rechitzas Kol Aguf, and refers to the whole body. So you see, it's permitted to wash your whole body in cold water. Umash Manami, and it seems to be implied to Nichnas Sechamayim, Shezenekre Rechitza. As we said earlier, what does it mean to bathe? Bathing means you get into a pool of water, you get into a bath, and you shout, and you bathe, right? So that would be mutter, even in your whole body in cold water would be permitted. Again, the Mordechai said only to do it in a strange way, like to pouring by hand, you pour, that would be allowed. But to actually take a bath would be also. But says the Beis Yosef that halacha is not that way.
Is there any difference between swimming pool and taking a bath?
So it could be, if we have time, we'll get to swimming pool. That's this paper over here, the swimming pool.
Okay.
That we'll get to. But as far as taking a bath is concerned, that would be also. And then he continues, venerally, the Huad Dinami Bitsoinen, says the Beis Yosef, it wouldn't just be mutter to pour water on oneself. Not just chamitveri would be mutter, but obviously then for sure you could take a cold bath. So according to what we're seeing here, it would be permitted without any problem to take a cold to take a cold bath or shower on Shabbos. There would be no reason to asr. As we said, the only thing they asr was hot water, but could take a cold shower on Shabbos would be mutter. And so writes the Shulchan Aruch, Abu Bachami Tveria, mutter lurchot is permitted to go into the hot springs of Tveria on Shabbos, afilu kol gufa yachad, his whole body, vein tzorek loimar betzoinenin, and for sure in cold. So again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, there is no problem whatsoever of taking a cold bath or shower on Shabbos. So we stop here, everything's great, and we can have a great day, right? Because that would be great. Every Shabbos, you just go and have a great cold shower, and you know nothing to worry about. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch writes. However, as usual, things are never so clear. If they were, I wouldn't be talking about it. So he says like this. The thing is that there's a minig, it seemed like there was a minig in the Rishonim, meaning from last like 700 years or so, it became customary not to shower or bathe on Shabbos, regardless of the fact that the Gemara allowed it. The Gemara said clearly a cold shower would be mutter, right? So a person's a little bit hot, gets up in the morning, needs a break, goes in the shower, no problem. However, the minig, it became customary not to do that, and that's been the minig for 700 years. As we've seen, there's a sefer called the Ma'aril, who was a Rishon about 700 years ago, and he writes now, right, the Chuvas Ma'aril, it says here, Ma'aril Chadoshos, the Chuvas means the responsive, right? He was asked questions and answers, and I guess they found the Chuvas later. Most people don't write Chuvas. I mean, he didn't write this now. When he says Chadoshos, it doesn't mean he wrote it now. There's only one Rebbe that's writing Chuvas now. Anyway, just kidding. Right there. The Ma'aril, so the Ma'aril writes in Chuvas follows. But Avogad, the Medina of the Gemara, even though, according to the letter of the law, if you follow the din of the Gemara, Mutter, it took you a while to get that one, didn't it?
Yep.
It is permitted to bathe in cold water. So like the Mario, like you said, that from the Gemara it comes clearly that you have to. Mikol Mokan, however, Puk Chazi Da'am Dvar, that's the saying. It means go out and look what everybody's doing. Puk Chazi Da'am Dvar, go see what the minig is. Shulay Lirchitz Klal B'Shabbos. It's customary, says the Mario. Go take a look. You'll see no one showers on Shabbos. We do not shower on Shabbos, and that is the minig. Now, other Rishonim write the same thing, that even though from the Gemara it would come out that you are allowed to shower in cold water, however, the minig is not so. Now, what's the reason for this minig? Why would there be a problem to shower on Shabbos? And like we said, the Gemara allows it, so why should there be a problem? So the Ma'aril writes in another tshuva as follows. The Mahai Taima, from these reasons, as we'll see, minig pashut, it became the clear minig, the clear custom, shulay lirchitz b'tzayin b'Shabbos, we do not shower in cold water on Shabbos. The Taima. And what's the reason? What is the reason why it became customary not to shower on Shabbos? He says as follows: the Shaykh Lamizor, because they made a gezeira mishum schita, because everybody knows that there's an issur on Shabbos to squeeze water, correct, or squeeze liquid from a salad, right? Whether it's a fruit or whether it's your clothes, it's forbidden to squeeze out liquid from a salad. Now, and if you take a
wasn't there a concern that you might get them mixed up with cold water, like?
We'll see. Somebody else will mention that later, but doesn't seem that was it. Well, remember, they didn't have taps then, right? It wasn't the question of putting on the wrong tap. That wasn't going to happen. Now, we'll see later on that somebody actually did say such a thing. But that wasn't what they're talking about. They didn't have running water back in those days. So, in the town of Mario, I don't think they had running water. So, that would have been the question. But anyway, so one problem was showering on Shabbos, even though it's mutter, theoretically, says the Ma'aril, the minig is not to shower because we're worried that when you get wet, you might squeeze, not wet, but not maybe in another shiur we'll discuss what exactly would be the problem, Schita. But he's worried about squeezing something, maybe his hair, maybe a towel, and things like that. Either way, there's a problem of Schita. Then it continues. That's the first reason. A second reason why there could be a problem, umishum noisei dalal amis bekarmelis, because there's a problem of carrying four amas in a karmelis, mayim sha'olav va'aluntis, the mokum naharis. Where do we shower? Where's the normal common place to shower?
In the bottle.
In the river, right? Of course. Everybody showers in the river, right? That's where we shower. Don't you shower in the river? That's where I shower. Anyway, it's a long walk, let me tell you. The normal place of showering would have been on the Thames. So everybody, when you get out of a river, your body's wet. It says clearly in Gemara, and this we might talk about, Kubi will talk about it a little later. There is a problem of carrying, right? The Isra Hatzah on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take anything from a Rishus Harabim, from a general domain to a private domain, and vice versa, is also on Shabbos, right? That's Isra Hatzah, right? So, and also, even from, there's a middle category called a Karmelis, something which is not a general domain, but it's not also not a private domain, that Midrabanan, you're not allowed to carry, it's called a Karmelis, from a, let's say, a semi-private area, not your own house, but it's, let's say, a normal field, right, or outside on the main street here, right? It could be, this is not called Rishus Harabim, but it also wouldn't be Rosh Hashayochid. It's not a private domain. So midrabanan, you wouldn't be allowed to carry from one place to another. Now, from the river, which is considered a karmelis, to the field, which could be Rosh Hashayochid, or to Rosh Hashayochid, and things like that, you're in the karmelis, you're also not permitted to carry 4 amas. So if a person were to carry something outside in the street here, 4 amas, he could be over either an Issur D'oraisa or a Rabbanan, but he'd be over most probably an Issur D'rabbanan. So too, if somebody were to, was wet, and he's got water dripping off him, says the Gemara, there'd be a problem of walking with the water on you a distance of 4 amas, would be an Issur D'rabbanan. Okay? And since most... Wow. Excuse me?
But it hasn't got anything to do with squeezing.
Carrying. Because that's Issur carrying. Just like, why does Issur carrying, that's either from the Torah or Midrabanan, and carrying the water on your body, it goes under the same category. Chazal wants to say that even walking with... Now, another time, maybe, we'll talk about if you get rained on, or if you wash your face and you walk outside with wet thing, right? Well, let's put that aside for now. But theoretically, if a person were to wash himself and start walking outside, he's got water dripping off of his body, there would be, and he walks down lamas like that, it could be a problem of carrying. Okay?
Well,
again, we'll get into maybe in another shir, we'll talk about this more. That would be shir number 4, is not allowed carrying the water after on your body. But anyway, we're not going to get into that, and the shechita we're not going to talk about now, and we're not going to talk about the carrying issue. Either all the Maril is saying is that there are problems. Since there are a number of problems that can happen, that arise when you shower on Shabbat, when you bathe on Shabbat, therefore it became customary not to bathe. And now he says a third reason. Umishum shita gufa v'kismin. There's a problem of the Isser of swimming, which is what Mark asked me before. There's an Isser of swimming on Shabbat. And there's a gzera, we'll probably talk about a little later. There is a gzera about not swimming. So for these three reasons, says the Maril, it became customary not to bathe on Shabbos, even in cold water. So again, even though according to the Gemara, it would be permitted to bathe in cold water, but since they're worried about all kinds of problems which could arise, therefore it became customary not to shower on Shabbos, even in cold water. Understood? I know, maybe you guys aren't happy with this one, but what can you do? Anyway, let's keep going. So says the Mishavur, the Halacha, the Mishavur Paskins as follows. Kosvul Apoiskim. Flip the page. Kosvul Apoiskim, the Apoiskim write, the Nagu, it became customary, Shalom Lirchot's Klal, to not shower at all, Binahar or Bimikvah, in a river or in a mikvah, the Matsui, because it is very frequent, lovely, they Schita Seir, a person could come to squeezing his hair, the Oid Kamat, time, even other reasons. I'm the Mogen Avram. The Mishabur is basically quoting from the Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram mentions there are other reasons, there are these reasons that we just said a second ago, that because of these three reasons, it became customary for at least the last 700 years, maybe more, not to shower, or bathe, rather, on Shabbos. Okay, they didn't have showering then, but they had bathing, and the bathing was customary not to bathe because of these reasons. So far, so good? Understood? Maybe you're not happy about it, but that's what comes out. So again, Medina de Gemara, it would be permitted to shower or bathe in a cold shower or cold bath, but it became customary because they were worried of people being over a number of different Yisurim. It is forbidden to bathe on Shabbos. Says now, there's a sefer. Anybody heard of Reb Chaim Noah? You heard there's different shiurim, right? There's a shiur of Chazanish and shiur of Reb Chaim Noah. Familiar with that? Like how big the cup has to be? That kind of stuff. Reb Chaim Noah. That was his name. Nun Aleph Hey. Reb Chaim Noah. Now his sefer he wrote is called Ktzois HaShulchan. So the Ktzois HaShulchan, he writes as follows. Upashut, he lived in Eretz Yisrael within the last 100 years, I think. He said that it's obvious to me she come to Shabbos, Mishinasoi. He wakes up on Shabbos from his rest, the Roy Shoy Kovei Olav, and his head is heavy, meaning he's got a headache. I assume, I don't think it means his head is heavy. Head probably wasn't heavier than when he went to sleep. But I'm going to say, hair grew a lot over his hour he was sleeping. Anyway, but a guy wakes up and he's got a really big headache. Says Chaim Noah, the mutter lishpach maim al roishoy, it would be permitted to pour water on one's head. Ulaniach achatach mitpachas al roishoy bekalut, and he could put after the towel lightly on his head. That we'll talk about another time. That part of it. What?
Was that chiv?
Well, no. Sometimes no. Pour with water, it'll cool you off. Like cool your head off. If the guy's got a headache, he feels he needs to take a shower. That's the point.
Splash in your head, like when you all like
yeah, right. That kind of thing. You make sound awake, but it makes you feel cool. You cool you down. Or whatever. Mikomok. So in other words. So here he seems to be allowing somebody to do some sort of a shower on Shabbos. Even though there's customary, as we saw, he quotes, I left out a piece. Even though it's customary not to, etc., etc. Mikol Malkum, Kevin Shemitz Dyer, since he's having, sorry, he's uncomfortable, he's got a headache, in Lo Yerchotz, if he doesn't shower, Yesh Lahatir, you would be permitted to shower. Kevin Shemitzara Din, since really, according to the letter of the law, La'ayla Mutter, really, according to the Gemara, it was Mutter. was never really asr. Rak shenagu shelo lirchatz. It just became customary not to, as we saw. Therefore, b'makom tzar ein lahachmir. If a person has got pain, he's very uncomfortable, he's got a headache, doesn't feel well, such a thing would therefore be mutter. Now, I saw a number of places equate this din of the Tosef Shulchan about a headache with somebody who's like really, really sweaty and he feels absolutely gross. I talked to Rav about it, such a thing, and he said, I can tell Bachram this too. And I asked him, can I tell this to Bachram? He said, yeah, you can tell. That the theoretically,
it's
the person.
Not
the what? This Hector is a Sukkah, a person can't play games if he's not really. So, Be'etzim, with many, is not to shower on Shabbos. The Tosef Shulchan said, if somebody is in Bitzar, somebody has pain, or very uncomfortable, as I mentioned, such a thing would then a person would be allowed to shower in cold water only. Again, hot water, we said, is also from the Gemara. All right? That's for sure, also. But in cold water, it would be mutter again if a person felt he was really bitzar. Now, I don't know if it's tzar for your friend because he smells you as a heter. That I don't know. I didn't say that. But if a person has his own tzar that he can't smell himself, no, I don't know. Whatever. A person, the kid, so the point is, a person has to use his head. But either way, if a person feels very uncomfortable or at too extremely uncomfortable to, so to speak, that would be equated with a headache, I guess that's a way to do it, to look at it. Such a thing would be mutter to shower in cold water. Now, I personally had a feeling that since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't write this din, right? Now this, the Shulchan Aruch was after these Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch did not write this din about showering on Shabbos.
Thought people would abuse it.
Therefore, what?
Because he thought people would abuse it.
No. It seems to be, it would be, I would understand it's because he doesn't hold it as minig. This chumra that was not made from the Gemara would be mutter. And the truth is, in Hilchos Yerideya, the Beis Yosef clearly argues on this Ma'aril. So, even though we just saw that the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and everybody are bringing down these poskim that the minig is not to shower. However, in Yerideya, the Beis Yosef, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, disagrees with this minig. He says there's no reason, we don't have any reason for this, and there's no reason why you can't shower, or use, he's talking about using a mikvah, or use a mikvah on Shabbos, at least in cold water. Hot water is another question, but at least in cold water, using cold mikvah would be no problem, and he argues on that's Mariel. Therefore, I had his gut feeling that somebody who follows the Shulchan Aruch, meaning the Sfardim that follow the Shulchan Aruch, would not have to worry about this problem of showering, and it would be mutter l'chadchila, even if you feel good, to take a cold shower on Shabbos. And sure enough, I looked around and I found a sefer. I saw quoted a sefer called Bnei Yehuda, whose name is Rabbi Yehuda Ayash. This couple of years ago.
Who's the rav who you spoke to? You said
my rav, Mr. Goldman. That's okay. The rav. That's my rav in Ramot. So he said that I asked him because I've given a share. I give the share to Bahram. I said, yeah, it's okay. No, so you can, we'll see later. Other people are not there also. But anyway, the person will make about that. But now, but for the Sfarim, it's even easier. And as he writes, the Bnei Yehuda writes like this: Umeata Mashikosav Rav Magen Avraham. That the Magen Avraham wrote, as we saw, that it's also we saw in Mishnah Berurah, but he quoted the Magen Avraham that it's also to shower became customary not to shower on Shabbos. Mishay Ma'aril, and the name of the Ma'aril, the Asur Litbol Mishum Schita Seir, it's forbidden to go to the mikvah because the person could come to squeezing his hair and other reasons as we saw. Lesa, it's not true, says the Bnei Yehuda. The Apple Pi Sharab B'Sefer Kova Asur Naftami, even though there is a Sefer, and we'll see another time, Asur was worried, he forbade going to the mikvah or showering on Shabbos because you worried about squeezing hair. Hari Hisigul Moran Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef disagrees with him, the Kavasa in Akhtinan, and that's who we follow, the Sula Midi, and there's nothing else to talk about. In other words, the Rebbe Yehuda, who's a Sephardi Paisik, says there is no reason whatsoever why a person can't shower, and you don't have to worry about the Schita squeezing your hair, etc., etc., and therefore it is Mutter. So even though we saw for Ashkenazim, it's Asur to shower with cold water, and it would be Mutter, and only if the person doesn't feel well, but for Sephardi, it's a lot easier. And then recently, I came across the Sugi again, and I saw that the Kaf HaChaim, who's a Sephardi Paisik, also seems to be a little bit machmer. He says, Venera, it seems to me, for these reasons, a person should not shower on or bathe on Shabbos, because very easily, because a person could come to mess around and make a mistake. Therefore, for the same reason we said that there's a minig not to shower, because of those, like maybe schita, or carrying the water, or swimming, those two reasons, for the very same reason, says the Kaf HaChaim, he also feels a person should not swim. But Meikra Din seems to be mutter for Sfardin, and for Ashkenazim is usur because of the minig, unless the person doesn't feel well. Okay? So far, so good? Understood. Now, I was once wondering, could it be that a shower would be different? Maybe even though we bet some machmer on bathing, but maybe a shower is mutter. Because, for whatever reason. Now, very quickly, we mentioned earlier that the Gemara said that pouring water on oneself is easier, right? We said the Mordechai was said only that's mutter, but the bathe would be also. So I was thinking maybe showering would be under the same category of yishtate. People agree with what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Well, you shouldn't.
Why
Why not?
Why was Ishtatuv easier?
No, because you put it on.
And therefore?
Put it with your hand?
I'd say it finished. I'd say.
No, but why was it. Do you remember what the reason for it being what there was? Why it was easier? You didn't hear this part.
It wasn't a Rishina, it wasn't the regular one.
Because it wasn't the normal way of doing showering.
Since Sharna is
so
the regular
I don't. Yeah, and I saw somebody wrote this. I saw a Sefer actually write this. A Sefer wrote that. And if you're taking a shower, it would be easier because the Ishtatuv were more mangled. Right, because pouring is, but I don't. I think that's a mistake. Right, as the good rabbi here pointed out, lechorebe wouldn't be such a hetter because the only reason why ishtatev is easier was only because of the fact that it wasn't the derech. It's not the normal way of showering. But if a person's going to do a shower, which is more common than bathing, if you ask me nowadays, I mean, I haven't taken a bath. I mean, I have showered. I don't mean that. then lechorebe person, there would be no hetter such a thing. However, still a question would arise: would showering be easier? So now, like this, there's a sefer you mentioned earlier. But maybe you should be worried. You mentioned there might be another reason to asr showering, because maybe nowadays a person could get mixed up between the two. Since hot is for sure asr, and cold is mutter, maybe a person will get mixed up, right? And the truth is sometimes it's hot water in the pipes also. So maybe we should asr showering, maybe it should be asr maker din, for svarim and whatever, for other reasons. Anyway, so there's a sefer called Tiferes Adam, who was quoted, who actually says like this. I'm going to read him. He said like this. I changed the words from like he had another language or something. He was like half English, Yiddish or something. So I just wrote it in Hebrew. Avolit kaleach b'Shabbos. Take a shower on Shabbos. Einu nochon. It's not proper to shower on Shabbos. Mikama timing for a few reasons. Echad sheish chashash gadol bekaneh. This is what you said. Sheish chashash gadol bekaneh, because in the pipe. You have to be very worried about the pipe. Shezorich l'mayim chamin, that the hot water comes out of. V'gam derech lirchot shachrit. Right. You have to be worried. Maybe you'll end up messing around with the hot water. V'gam derech lirchot sham b'chol b'boiris u'v'sabon. And also because we'll maybe discuss in a later year that there's problems of using soap on Shabbos. And since everybody's used to using soap, maybe you shouldn't use a shower because you'll come to use soap. He's saying all kinds of like chashashas. They weren't brought down in Chazal. Anyway, the point I'm saying is that he says that there is no heter to shower. Similar to the fact that we have a minig not to bathe in cold water, you're also not allowed to shower in cold water. And now I'll skip to the next line. He says, I'm sorry, the next thing. Shon halachos. And Shon halachos is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Everybody's heard of Reb Chaim Kanievsky? So he wrote a sefer which basically summarizes the Mishnah Berurah. And in it, he adds things from his uncle, the Chazon Ish. And he writes like this. Va'ayim piskei Chazon Ish, and see in the psak of the Chazon Ish, Shabbosof Sefer Minuchah Unachona. Some Sefer brings a psak from Chazon Ish as follows. Sha'oyser lishtatev b'tzoinin agdei meklachas. He forbids pouring water on oneself through a shower, rakpamav yadov v'raglav, only one's hands, feet, and face. But it would be us to shower. So like we said, just like there's a minute that it's also to bathe on Shabbos in cold water, it's also to shower, and there's no reason, and you have no heter to be no make. Like we said, if somebody isn't feeling well, or he's really, really uncomfortable, then a person could use a shower, cold shower. But there is no added heter because of showering. So, writes the Chazon Ish. However, we rely on the Americans to help us out. So, the Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva like this. In Tshuva Sigurus Moshe, Rav Moshe writes as follows. See, what happened was like this. Rav Moshe was asked, what's the din of showering a Shabbos? And he answered as follows. He says that it's better not to, but if it's very hot, then you can. So answers Rav Moshe. You'd be allowed, if it's a very hot day, you could shower on Shabbos. Now, I would have thought the reason for that would be similar as we said before. So that tzar or something is mutter. So now, in the second, so then somebody asks them, like, why are you be matir? Everybody knows you're not allowed to shower, you can't shower on Shabbos. How could you be matir such a thing? It's a minig, the Rishonim write it, as we saw. So why are you allowed? And answers are Moshe as follows. Mashe Shafti, that I answered in my previous response. Shaloi Matzino B'Sifra B'Seinu, that we haven't found anywhere in our Sfarim, you know, in our teacher's Sfarim, minig leso litkaleach. We don't find anywhere where there's an iser, a minig that asers showering, b'mayim karim b'Shabbos in cold water. Who emes, it's true. That's what I wrote, that it's permitted to shower because we don't have any source to forbid showering in a cold shower on Shabbos. He said, it's true, I agree with that, and I hold that that's the halacha. The minute, because that custom that has become customary, shenagin isur ben haris ben kvoris, that isur to forbid, the minig rather, to forbid showering to using a cold river and a mikvah, who rakish a mikvah nasasoyka, that's only when a person goes into a mikvah. We do not find a custom to forbid pouring water on one's body like a person doesn't make showers. We find no source for such a thing. What does he do? He stands underneath the running water, underneath the kalev. That water comes on. What do we find as a minik to asa? The minig was that you don't go into a body of water. But where do we find, says Rav Moshe, a source to say that we also have a minig not to stand under a shower? So again, earlier I mentioned that the Chazon Ish said that it's the same thing, there's no difference between showering and bathing. Rav Moshe says, no, I disagree with that. Where, why, even though the whole thing is a minig, and again, let's summarize. The Gemara said it's mutter. Correct? The Gemara said you're allowed to shower and shower, you're allowed to bathe and shower. Just that what? It became a minig not to, because of technical reasons, it became the minig not to shower, to bathe on Shabbos. So it says to Moshe, look, let's not go too far. The minig was only set, was only on bathing. How do we know it wasn't the minig not to shower?
Because
they didn't have shower. So the only source we've got is to answer bathing and shower. Therefore, so you have no, you cannot tell me that there's a minig not to shower, because there's no such minig. Then it continues. And even if you'll tell me, Shetam Schita Shayach Gamber Chitzka Zuba Beisor, even if you'll tell me that the reason of squeezing, the problem we had of squeezing, could apply even if you're showering in your house, right? In other words, we said one of the reasons why you're not allowed to shower and why it became customary not to bathe was because of the chashash schita, the word you might come to squeeze. Right? We saw that in the Maril in the previous page. So he says, "Nikomakam mashaloi noagu mamish," that they did not noahig literally. So like here, see all the here. Let me just give a quick hakdama here before we read this. Very often we find in Chazal gezeras, right? We found they're worried about certain things, therefore they said something would be forbidden, right? And there's a reason for it, and therefore they answer. Now, very quickly, there's a lundish way of looking at every gezerim drabana, okay? You have to always discern what was the reason for the gezerah and what was the gezerah. Again, you have to know why Chazal decided to make gezerah, but then once you know the reason, you have to know what is it exactly that they answer. Now, sometimes you might find that something will be usur even if the reason doesn't apply, and something you'll find will be mutter since the reason doesn't apply. You follow? No, it's not always are they exactly the same. No, if the major reason, because of that major reason, they made a general isur that might include or not include certain things, because if they don't apply to the reason, or sometimes it'll be usur even if it does apply to the reason. Whatever, that you have to know. So you have to know exactly to prove, you have to be able to prove exactly what it is a chazal asur. So it says as much as follows. What do we say? We said the minig was, because of all these reasons we had, therefore became customary not to shower on Shabbos. Correct? So says Rav Moshe, even though the reason of squeezing would apply to shower also, why not? The same reason that you would squeeze after a bath, you'd also squeeze after shower. Says Rav Moshe,
And transfer.
Theoretically, all the reasons. We call makom asheloi noagu mamish. What that that they did not, were not customary to do exactly, loyal phenom. We will not learn. Even if the same reason will apply, that does not necessarily mean we will answer this something that has the same reason. You follow? So even though it's true that the gzera of the chash of schita could apply, but since that wasn't what was customary, then, and this is, remember, this is even less, this is a minig, this is not even isur drabona, right? So something which was not applicable, even though the same reason would apply, but we still might not answer if that wasn't exactly what was done. Vegam, and also she'efshar shebishvil chashash schita lechud loher anagim isur. And he adds another svar in why it would be mutter. Is as we said before, there were three reasons, right? Now, we very often we'll find what happens. Let's look at this. What happens if I have something which Chazal asur for three reasons? Okay, three valid reasons why something should become asur, right? And now I have a case where only one of those reasons apply.
So then it's fine.
Will it still be asur? Well, I could say, well, it doesn't matter. All three of the reasons are good reasons, and if any of them will apply, could be, it'll still be us, right? Or you could say, no. We're answering this because we're worried about 1, 2, A, B, and C. So we're nervous, don't do it. But if I'm only worried about A, or A and B, and I'm not worried about C, well then, okay, so that you don't have to worry about. So it says in Moshe, Vegam, I'm reading it in the last line again, Vegam, She'efshar, it could be She'bishvil Chashash Schita Lechud, because of the reason of the worry of Schita by itself, Lehoyon Ogimiso, it could be that they wouldn't have asked her. So first of all, he says, we find no such minik, and even if the reason applied, we don't have such a minik. Number two, maybe it doesn't, oh wait, now one second. So why don't the other reasons apply? Because first of all, because you always shower and check your house,
yeah,
so you're not worried about carrying,
yeah.
And there's also no chash of swimming, because you're just pouring water on yourself,
yeah.
So that wouldn't apply. So therefore, it says in Maisha, it could be a shower, it never went under the category anyway. So now he continues. Now this is cool, I think, anyway. Abu Dina saying, in our countries, which is, of course, he was referring to, he writes America, that he went in our countries, but it refers to here too, She'ika ha-miklachos, that we have showers, chazinon she'im miskalchin b'shabes afetzoyin. Now he's saying this is not so partial. Because the truth is, you've never seen anyone shower on Shabbos. Even though nowadays no one really bathes, everybody uses a shower, and yet you don't really see anybody showering in a shower.
It's not a minhag.
So what it becomes then, that it is a minhag?
I mean, it is a minhag to not shower. Yeah.
It comes out, and so says the Moshe, but the truth is, the Medina saying Sheikha Meklach is where we left showers. Chazin, we see, Shein Meskav Meshavas HaFetzoinit. They don't use a cold shower. One second, let me finish that. Belachain.
Just get there.
Wait, one second. Belachain. So now he concludes. Even though we have not found in any sfarim that there is such a minute, a person should still be stringent, the loy tsar, unless he has tsar, because maybe it was included in the minute. If he's got tsar, so again, we have therefore two reasons why a person could be mekel with a shower. One reason we saw from the Ketzes HaShulchan, because if a person, the gzeira never, the minig never applied if a person was mamukim tsar. If a person is very uncomfortable, has a headache, and as we said, even if a person is sweated up and things like that, is very uncomfortable, that, number one, the minig would not apply. Number two, says R' Moshe, could be a shower was never ushered in the first place. And therefore, R' Moshe says, better not to take a cold shower, but if mamukim tsar, it would be mutter. So, just to summarize, the halacha l'maaseh, it would seem that it's better not to take a cold shower on Shabbos, but if a person had to, because he was feeling really rotten, or whatever it may be, then a person has a place to be mekel to shower in with a cold water only on Shabbos.
How does it come in to only do like an arm at a time and like?
Yeah, so it seems to me that would be a lot easier. If a person like just washes arms and face, then it would be okay. But that won't matter. I'm pretty sure that his whole body, even if he does it one by one, I think it's still awesome. If you want, you can wash your hands and face and feet.
So it isn't like, if you aren't sure, are you totally sweaty or not? You don't know. So you're then going to go and wash each limb at a time.
No,
like it doesn't make a difference. So if you shower, you might as well shower with hot water.
Right. I think so. Hey, let me just check that up just to make sure about that. I'm pretty sure. According to the minig, it won't be true. No. Yeah, according to that minig that's brought down, it will be usher at all. Right. As long as he's ultimately doing his whole body, it will be usher. Okay, that is the din as far as shower. Now, what's really on the topic? What happened in my yeshiva, this is really weird. I was in this yeshiva in the afternoon. I was giving the shiur on bathing on Shabbos. Right? Now, he gave the shiur. So, now, based on this, let me ask you a question. Are you allowed to swim on Shabbos?
Not it.
You
could check good svaras out of it.
What?
If you don't wet the grass.
What about the three svaras that you said, man?
But
the schita doesn't apply when you're swimming.
But we never had a minig.
Carrying water doesn't apply to not swimming.
But who said we ever had a minig?
What is a minig? Not to go into water.
Because
you're not using soap, they probably use soap either. Because it was
soap.
So same. So it would be the same. Required should be also for the same reason.
You're not allowed to swim in the
river. Right. You wouldn't be able to go into the
river. That doesn't mean you can't swim in a swimming pool in your house.
Why not?
Because a few of those reasons don't apply.
Yeah, but we said the mice became a minig not to shower at all. Wait, one second. Were a person to be allowed to take a bath in a swimming pool? So Chardos would be awesome. We said
not
going into a body of water would be one second. To go into a body of water, it became a minig not to, because of carrying reasons, because of srita, because of other reasons. There's an isser to go into a body of water, correct? Oh, so now you're saying a svara, because maybe they only said it's usher to clean oneself and not just enjoy oneself, right? You know, I'm not going to be clean, but that already is. Once it became the minig, right, for the because of the blood. So the choyer, therefore, so after I gave the shiur, the guys, they ended up going to the Kinneret for Shabbos. And on Sunday, one of the guys is talking to his chavrusa, his avrei chavrusa, and he says, oh, he's got this pig's back, sunburn on his back. And the guy says, why? Well, Friday, he went to me. No, it's on Shabbos. I went in and said, what? You're on Shabbos? You went swimming? You're crazy. You can't go swimming. So, besides, I told him, then he was over on other surim. He was also on Isser Tzoveya, coloring, and cooking, because he got himself a sunburn. Okay, anyway, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's not called this. However, so again, so it will be Esther to, it will be also to shower on Shabbos, to go in a bath, a swimming pool rather, on Shabbos, for these reasons we just said now. But besides for these reasons, which according to the Gemara would be mutter, and this was late, this like I said, this is a later minute. Really, in the Gemara, you would be able to just go swimming, according to what we said, right? If somebody, or let's say this person is really, really uncomfortable, or maybe a Sephardi, as we said, is more makel because the Shulchan Aruch seems to make him. So theoretically, somebody who passed like the Shulchan Aruch and did not have this minute, could be he would be allowed to swim. However, that is not true. And that's just wanted to, before we finish off here, I wanted to show the din of swimming. So turn to the next page, which is, yeah.
The more comfortable or off.
What? Very good. That's what that was sort of saying. Right. Wait. One second. So Sif Aleph, it says like this. The din of swimming is follows. There's a Mishnah in Beitza that says as follows. The Gemara is discussing what is permitted. The Mishnah rather, what's permitted and not permitted on Yom Tov, and the Gemara says, and the Mishnah compares things that are asr on Shabbos are also asr on Yom Tov. So he says, "Ve'elohim mishum shvus," and these are the things that are asr because of Rabbanan, because Rabbanan said we are not allowing you to do these things because we're worried of technical reasons. And one of them is ve'loishatim al pnei hamayim. A person does not swim in the water. So says the Mishnah. It's a mafurish Mishnah. You are not allowed to swim on Shabbos. And explains the Gemara, "Gizera shemayaseh chavis shel shayatim." You're worried the person will come to build some sort of a raft. Well, we'll see. So it says Rashi, what is the chavis shel shayatim? Kli. I left out a couple words there because there's a machlokes shayim. What this thing was made of? Rashi says it was made of reeds, and Tosfos says it was made of cheres, of pottery, of some sort of a hard substance. But anyway, so it says what? But what was the point? Kamin chavis aruka. It's like a long barrel, some sort of a canoe. The lemaidin bar the shoot, and like they have now, and you learn to swim with it. No, I guess it's like those floating things. You know,
yeah.
What do you call those things?
Yeah,
Hebrew. Floats, yeah, whatever. So it's similar to those. They're worried you'll make something like that. And therefore, Chazal said, sorry guys, there's no swimming on Shabbos because the word you might come to do an Isra on Shabbos. So that is the din. And it's the Ramban in the back of the on the rift called the Milchamas Hashem. The Ramban writes, Ein Shayata Ela Bakiras Raglai. Swimming by definition means you pick up your feet. Meaning, and the Shabur brings us Lalacha, that the concept of swimming, what Chazal are talking about, is when you're in the water and you pick your feet up, right, with your hands and feet, and you begin swimming, that is the difference. So if you wanted to define what the difference between swimming and bathing would mean to just go into the water, right? But swimming would mean that you start moving your hands and feet in a way that you're floating, that right, that you're moving in the water with your feet not being on the ground. So says the Ramban. Anyway, what we're seeing from this is that there's an Isser Midrabanan. It's not an Isser from the Torah, but it's an Isser Midrabanan to swim on Shabbos because of a chashash, worried the person might come to build something to help them swim. And then, and it says so in Shulchan Aruch, Ein shatin al pnei ha-mayim, a person does not swim in the water. Okay, but then he continues. Now, what Shulchan Aruch says now is based on the Gemara, but I just for technical reasons it was easier to bring it from the Shulchan Aruch. It says as follows: Avol bebrecha shebechatzer, in a brecha, which in modern Hebrew, now we have to keep in mind that very often modern Hebrew words are not necessarily exact translations as they were in Chazal or in the Torah. So you got to take things, these words with a grain of salt. But there's a word here that says in the Gemara or in the Shulchan Aruch, "Bibrecha shebechatzer," a brecha, whatever that is, in one's yard, "Mipneshek," then it is mut. Afilu bibrecha shebechatzer, even in a brecha in one's yard, it is still usur to swim. "Mipnei shekishamayim nekarim," because when the water, so to speak, gets splashed out, it looks just like, and it gives the impression of a nahar, of a river, and therefore Chazal also, just like you're not allowed to swim in a nahar, you'd also not be permitted to swim in a pool of water of some sort. And then Shulchan Aruch continues, "V'im yesh l'safa saviv," however, if you've got some sort of a wall around it, mutter, then it is allowed. "The kevin dafilu nekramayim," even if the water splashes out, "hasafa machzer," the wall will, so to speak, keep the water from going out. "Machzer solim karim havi keilu havi le kekli," then it looks like you're in some sort of a container of some sort. You don't look like you're in the river. "The lekel amigzaba," and therefore they did not make exer shemiyasa chavis shayotim. And explains the Shulchan Aruch Harav, what's the difference if you're in a container or not, or a kli? So it says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, "She'ein derech la'asos chavis la'shut b'kli," because it's not the way for somebody to make himself some sort of a raft or something like that when you're swimming in a container, when you're in a kli. Only when you're in the river is it also. So he said, if you're in a big pool, a normal pool of water, then when you splash, it gives you the impression you're in a pool, a river, the asr, because it looks like a river. But if you're in a pool of water that's got a thing around it, and you get the impression, I'm kind of getting like a claustrophobic feeling, that you're in a container of some sort, then Chazal did not ask for this, and it would be pamutim. Now, I personally was bothered by something. See, it seems like, according to this, you would be permitted to swim, if you, at least according to Gemara, if you had a pool with a thing around it, right? With some sort of, let's say it was a shallow pool and a high wall, right? Around it, and when you splash it hits the walls, that kind of thing, it seems to be would be mutter. And I didn't understand, why would they not, that's where you're swimming, it's made for swimming, for heaven's sake, that's where you swim. No one swims in rivers nowadays, and you only swim most people swim in a swimming pool. So why should there be less of a gzera because of this? And again, I was using free translation that the word brecha means a swimming pool, right, because I was used to the modern Hebrew, right? Then I came across the Mishnah Berurah. Now, I didn't do a proper search on it, but I don't know exactly where the Mishnah Berurah... Normally, the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom refers where he got it from, right? There's little letters in the Mishnah Berurah here, and in the bottom, it's called Shaar Tzion, and he shows you where he got it from, right? But in this one, he doesn't have... He says it on his own. He doesn't bring any source for it. But says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Brecha. What is a brecha? Humakam kinus mayim. It's a place of water, likvisa for washing, or washing clothing, or lishras pishdan, or to soak flax
for preparing linen.
In other words, a brecha does not mean a swimming pool, according to this. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining that a brecha means a place for like keeping it used for work purposes. Right? You do washing in this pool of water or things like that. So in Mela, it's not a place for swimming. If it's not a place for swimming, you would never have to worry about it in the first place.
In Shirayim, you know,
huh? Slicha, sorry about that. So it seems to me here that this Isra is not referring at all to a... It wasn't talking about a swimming pool. In other words, in my humble opinion, there is no heather for a swimming pool at all, even if you had high walls. This is just... I haven't talked to a person about this. But it would seem to me that even if you had a swimming pool with high walls, it would still be Isra. The only reason it's mutter...
It's
not made for swimming. But it looks like a river because you're splashing, so it's still Isra. But if it's got high walls, it doesn't look like a river.
How can you say that? In the den that it was... written, obviously people didn't just have swimming pools in their homes.
Right.
So the only type of thing of water that they had in their homes was that.
And they didn't swim in it.
So in this example he said, if that has high walls, so you can swim in it.
Then you could.
Yeah.
Correct.
So if a swimming pool had high walls, how can you say maybe you couldn't? It's the same thing.
No, but if it's something which is... No, what's bothering me is why should there be a difference between a river that you say is also because you're worried you're going to make a kli as opposed to swimming in a swimming pool? If you got an Olympic sized swimming pool, why would there be less of a chashash of helping you to make you something for schita than you would for a nahar?
Because that's not what people do according to the Shulchan Aruch.
To do what? In the kli you don't make. Why? Why would you not, if you had an Olympic swimming sized swimming pool with big walls on the side, why would you not make it, because it doesn't splash and it doesn't look like a river? I mean, why not? What would make a difference? What I'm saying is that could be, really, that would be also. The only thing is mutter is something which is not used for swimming. So then, you still are sir, but if it's got high walls, it gives you a different type of impression. Okay, anyway, I just want to finish off here. So that was, therefore, so again, swimming is the isur midrabanan of swimming, okay? That will be also, regardless of cold or hot, that will make a difference. Now, but again, if a person were not to swim, he would just to stand, then he wouldn't have this problem, right? But then you come back to what we talked about earlier about the minig that of not going into a body of water for bathing, and l'chayr would be the same for swimming. L'chayr. Now, just to finish off with the last thing which I mentioned earlier, there's another Gemara that says as follows: Amar of Yehuda, man de sachi b'maya, a person who is, I assume, sachi for swimming, a person because chia and he is swimming. Man de sachi b'maya, a person who was in the water swimming or whatever it may be, linagev nafshe b'reisha, he should wipe himself, he should dry himself first. The Hagar Lislik, and then he should go out of the river. In other words, we'll see what that means in a moment, but Dilma, why? Dilma Asi La Suya Arba Amis Becharmelis. Because you worry he might carry 4 Amis in a Carmelis. Okay, again, that meaning as he's about to get, he comes out the water, and now he hasn't gone out the, he hasn't gone out yet, or he's, right, he's about to get a step out the water. So he should dry, he should take a towel near the edge, wipe himself, and then continue walking. But he shouldn't keep walking. Why? Because you're worried you might, if you keep walking while you're still wet, you might end up walking 4 amas in the Carmelis, which would be an Isser Midrabanan. Explains the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Behind the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim says, that was a Gemara, by the way, and it's brought in the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah says on the Shulchan Aruch, behind the Prima Gadim, the same din would apply bin Nahar Gufa in the river, meaning in the river itself. And it's not just leaving or getting out of the river, but it would apply even in the river. When he's in a deep part of the river, when he starts going towards the shallow water. Now, what I'm understanding is that the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara were talking about that a person was in the water was deep, and then at the very end you jump out, right? But you're the whole way in the water, you're walking the same. The water stays the same, but. If I'm in a normal, let's say, a swimming pool where you have a deep, it's deep, and as you're coming out, it starts getting more shallow. So then, as you the water on your back, let's say, as you walk, the water starts going down, right? And now you're walking down Amis with water carrying water even in the river.
Even if you're in the river.
Even in the river. So that's what he said. Bin Nahar Gufa, even the river itself, Kisha'ola Mimoka Mamok, when it comes up from a deeper part, Vachatzi Gufa, and now half of his body is out of the water, he has, historically, Zohar has to be careful, Shaloyelech Kach Dal Amas, he should not go for Amas, Shanoru Karmelis, because as we said, the Nar is a Karmelis, the Nimtsa Shanoi Sidal Amas Bechamelis, so it comes out, he's carrying the water on his back in the river itself. So not just when you're getting out of the river, but even in the river would be forbidden. Well, if he's there, therefore, Kishiyori Lutbo Benar, a person wants to go and do Tvila in the Nar on Shabbos, Ubitchilosoi Hamayim Nemuchim, and at the beginning of the river it's shallow, Samuch Lakarka, close to the, what do you call it?
Ground.
Close to the ground, yeah, what's the word for the
river
beach,
bank.
The beach, the bank. Yeah, so, yeah. If close to the bank, let's say the water is still shallow, certainly zar, the person has to be careful. He shouldn't go 4 amas from the bank, because otherwise, when he comes back, he'll end up carrying water. So if the water isn't that, if the water isn't that deep, he shouldn't walk dalat amas. He should, I guess, somehow do tefillah in the shallow water, and then he should come out. Otherwise, he'll have a problem when he comes out. The imke, and then he continues. The imke mashma mizeh. It's implied from here the malvusha of his clothing. That he takes off before he goes into the river. He'll have to put them right next to the river. At least the towel. He should put the towel or his clothes, whatever he plans on putting on, right next to the bank, right next to the river, and then we won't have to go step out or move around too much, otherwise he has a problem with dalat amas. So, like we said, so number one, if a person were to go swimming in some sort of karmel, it's not rishus hayachid, right? A person would have a problem of carrying. Number two, there's an issur swimming. And number three, besides for all of that, there's a became a minig, but minig Ashkenaz at least, and could be that even for the Mitzvah, that a person does not take a cold, even a cold bath or shower, because of chashash, of a number of chashash that were, and if b'shas chak, a person could at least be cold, shower in cold water. Thank you, and have a nice day. Oh, now as far as the mikvah is concerned, that a mikvah in cold water, no, so the truth is like this, for those reasons that some of the reasons that apply to a shower apply to a mikvah too, right? And therefore, it seems that there were Rishonim that actually said that you're not allowed to go mikvah in shower. The Maril that we saw was actually talking about a mikvah. I guess no one showering, I guess, wasn't so common. But even the mikvah, the Maril and the earlier Rishonim, so the Kolboy we saw mentioned before, said you're not even allowed to go to mikvah in shower. Men, women, doesn't matter. You can't go to mikvah in shower because you're worried of all these reasons that apply. However, the Sefer, we'll discuss this another time. That the Sefer Chassidim and all the Paiskim, later Paiskim, all discuss that a person going for Dvar Mitzvah, it's for sure Mutter, and some people hold it's a Mitzvah, whatever it may be. A person is allowed to go to Mikvah. However, a person theoretically should go to a cold Mikvah and not use a hot Mikvah on Shabbos. Those that do use a Mikvah on Shabbos should be careful with that. And it's a little bit upsetting. Sometimes we forget, we disconnect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzvahs with him. I mean, we kind of, like, the person thinks, this is my own personal, like we say, a pet peeve. A person thinks he goes to the mikvah, like, how's he going to become Torah? What makes a person Torah? Because you go to the mikvah, you double connect with Baruch Hu, and you're doing what Hashem wants, and you become Torah, right? But if you're going to the mikvah, and you have a mean that you're over Nisr Rabbonah, I find it hard to believe. And it's not like you walk in the mikvah, get up, scratch your nose, and now I'm Torah. It doesn't work that way. The mitzvah is something higher than that, right? You're supposed to be, you know, close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person goes to the mikveh and he thinks he's being over Nisr Rabbonah, in order to be machmer going to the mikveh, he might want to think twice about it. But at least the cold mikveh would be mutter, not all the poskim say Chassidish Litvish, everybody seems to paskin. The Chafetz Chaim, we'll maybe talk about this in the future, but the Chafetz Chaim actually himself seems to write that a person, because of these reasons of the Maril, not to shower on Shabbos, excuse me, not to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. The Chavetz Chaim himself writes, he writes the whole thing, how it could be okay, da, 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 and then he says, however, I saw the Maril, and the Maril says you're not allowed to go to mikvah on Shabbos. That's like, therefore you really shouldn't go to the mikvah. So says the Chavetz Chaim. However, apparently there are testimonies that the Chavetz Chaim himself went to the mikvah on Shabbos, and even there's a story somebody I saw written somewhere that happened over here in Mishabur, that somebody was in Radin, I guess he was a bit of a Chassidish, and he got to the mikvah, and he like was going to climb through the window. He did. He climbed through the window because in Radin the mikvah was closed on Shabbos, right? Because people didn't use the mikvah. He climbed through the window, and then he sees the Chavetz Chaim. I'll give you a key. And he gave him a key, so he can come in next time. Anyway, whatever it is, but that's what I'm not saying a person should go to the mikvah. I'm just talking that if a person, for every weird reason, wanted to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, he should try it though, only in cold water.
Even if he hardly ever goes any other time.
Oh, by the way, the Vilna Gaon holds he shouldn't go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Ever. The Vilna Gaon in Maaser Rav, right? So you bring down in his name that you should not go to Mikvah Shabbos, just like the Chofetz Chaim wrote in the Mishnah Berurah. What do you say?